This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 and you're listening to Colin Armstrong with Aesthetica. Prepare for an evening of laughter, spectacular, put-downs and familiar friends as Miami's four favourite golden girls, Dorothy, Sophia, Rose and Blanche, reunite in puppet form for this lovingly hilarious live tribute show. Thank You for Being a Friend is the ultimate Golden Girls experience, delivering all the classic dialogue, the razor-sharp gags and taboo-breaking stories that you would expect. As a wonderful introduction to the Joy of the hit television series for the first timers, it'll have uninitiated rolling in the aisles, while the diehard fans fondly remember the brilliance of the Golden Girls. I'm incredibly fortunate to have two cast members on the line this afternoon, and I would like to welcome Donna Lee and Darren Mapes to Aesthetica. Welcome.
Hi, Colin. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Darren. And Donna, welcome too.
Thanks for having us. This is exciting to be able to tell everybody what we're up to there in Melbourne for the Midsummer Festival.
Absolutely. I was just about to say it's part of Midsummer, which is just fantastic. And the other great thing is that you've just had an incredibly successful sellout season in Sydney, and you're coming to Melbourne this week.
That's correct. The show's been, this is its second production of the show. Actually, it's a completely new cast this time, so we're all very excited. The last time it was done, it was received incredibly, but this time they had to find a few new people to get together and wear it, and we're having a ball.
That's right. We're the Golden Girls.
Absolutely. Look, I was just going to say, I was saying to my panel operator, Mark, prior before going on air, I said, this is just amazing. Not only am I sort of following you on social media, but I'm of the age where I think I almost saw every Golden Girls episode on the television. And for it to come to this puppet form and to have, amazing, you were, as we said, Sophia and Blanche and all the cast there, it's just going to be great, and it must be really great to do it as well. And of course, Darren, you play Bea Arthur, and Donna, you have the role of Sophia.
Yes, Donna's my mum.
Now, how does that feel, Donna?
I absolutely love it. I couldn't be happier. And I think it's quite a cute little touch, the fact that the Golden Girls are so revered and loved, as you just said. But what a cute touch the producers came up with, casting Darren in the role of Dorothy.
Yeah, I tell you, Darren, I was really interested about that. Can you? And it was going to be a question. I don't want to put you on the spot here. Was the reason for casting a male as Dorothy?
Well, I think the reality is that Bea Arthur, I mean, she's such an icon, and she had such a distinct, deep voice.
Yeah.
That I think I think a lot of females would struggle trying to do that voice realistically, and I think that's one thing that with the casting of this show. I mean, it's wonderful to be part of it and just to watch, you know, Blanche has the real, she's the Southern Belle, and Rose is the ditz, and Sophia's that, you know, real Italian mama.
Yeah.
And I think they've, you know, they're also real. And I think it was probably really difficult to find a female to do it. So, and I think it adds a bit of an extra bit of comedy element to it, I suppose, as well. And I think, you know, naturally I'm a little bit dry and, you know, sarcastic in life. I think perhaps that just came across in my audition.
May I just add that I've watched Darren Mates turn into Dorothy during the rehearsal process, even more so than he was when we first started.
Oh. Thank you, Donna. I think we've all done that. I think we've all sort of morphed into them.
And I think that the other great thing that I'm sure that's going to be part of Thank You for Being a Friend is that I think too, and I know that you in one show you can't do it, but I mean I think the television series touched on so many subjects that perhaps at the time we probably wouldn't talk about, and we saw a lot of it in humour.
Well, that's right. I'm just doing the research and going back, and it's been wonderful watching, you know, because I have had to do a lot of research, and you go back and watch those series. I mean, I sort of go, wow, they were really groundbreaking for that time.
Absolutely.
You know, they really covered everything from same-sex couples to abortion, euthanasia, like a whole lot. They really covered it, you know, a lot of taboo subjects. And I think because they were sweet old ladies, they kind of got away with it.
And I think that every episode, if I may say, and, you know, I know we're here to talk about your show, but in those days, every episode was just so well written and it was just so well done and acted beautifully and they could actually tell a story. And I dare say in they sort of led the way in that, to be able to tell social stories and for people to understand better.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell me about this show. It's on at Theatre Works, but can we expect some laughing in the aisles and a great script there?
I was going to say we're certainly hoping that that's what will happen, because that's what's been happening to us during the rehearsal process. And it is a strange thing, because I don't know if any of your listeners have ever got the opportunity to see a show, a musical that was produced a couple of years back called Avenue Q, which was based on Sesame Street, sort of like an adult version, I suppose, of Sesame Street. And it was it's such an incredible idea of watching a show with the with the actors there in full view, with the puppets on their hands. And it just gives it another sort of a level. And of course, puppets can get away with much more than adults can anyway. Even though the Golden Girls got away with a lot, it seems that a puppet can get away with even more. So let's hope that you're all going to be laying in the aisle.
I'm really looking forward to going to it. Now, of course, and I just should say to anyone who's listening today, we're talking to Donna and Darren from two separate locations via the phone, so that's why we may have a little bit of over talking there. So it's I do apologise for that, because they haven't arrived in Melbourne yet. But the interesting thing is, Darren, I also see from the media release that it's actually a complete replica of the infamous set from the TV series. The puppet design, I mean, when we look at the pictures and from the media release, we've got the pictures there, and they're on the Aesthetica social media page today. Fabulous puppets with such looking so similar from a puppet form of the cast.
Yes, but it's been both a challenge and it's been fantastic as well. You know, I mean, it's sort of been puppet boot camp for us, because none of us have ever done this type of show before. So we're all new at it, and it's a completely new skill that we've had to learn. So that's added another dimension to just the whole rehearsal period. And there's a lot of rules and things on making your puppets, you know, realistic. And we've had the wonderful Luke Joslin, who was involved with Avenue Q, who's been there, you know, pointing his finger, going, no, that's not realistic, and no, you've got to do this, and you can't, you've got to have the eye line right, you've got to have this, and so it hasn't been easy, I have to say, but it certainly makes it wonderful. And he talks about in Avenue Q, when he was with them, there's the 10-minute mark in the show where the audience actually stops watching the actor and starts really watching the puppet and just goes on that journey with the puppet. So it's an interesting concept, and I think it does add, again, just another dimension to the comedy of it.
Yes, and I dare say that is something that I was thinking about, that, you know, would you want to watch the actor, but you would get to the stage that you wouldn't be watching the actor, as you've just said, because that's where you want to see the puppets do that. Now, it's written by Jonathan Worsley and Thomas Duncan Watt, so it, and I dare say it's... you're looking forward to coming to Melbourne and starting it off. And it starts on the 7th, I believe.
That's right. That's, yep. We did our first preview at Theatreworks.
Yeah,
and you can get tickets if you if there's a website. Or
yeah, I'm going to give those details in just a moment. I was going to say now you've got two co-stars who Julia Billington, who plays Rose.
Yes.
And Crystal DeGrussa, who plays Blanche or Blanche.
And everyone is fantastic. We've all taken these puppets, as Darren said, it was our first go at learning puppetry, and we're just loving it. We're loving it. Mm. It's terrific. I'm really excited to be part of it because, as we said, the Golden Girls, I find it amazing the different ages of people that I mention. I mention it to young ones, right across the board, older people, and they all go, oh, I love the Golden Girls. I used to watch that with my mum. Some people say, oh, I love the Golden Girls. I've never missed an episode. So it's amazing the amount of people, the followers that this show has. So I'm sure they're going to be so intrigued to see how we can make it work and bring it to life with puppets. And we think we're fabulous.
Donna, it's Mark here, the panel operator. I just wanted to know, now obviously it's a new script, but are you taking your cues from the show at all, or is it a brand new script that has been written?
Look, it is a brand new script. There's a few little, Jonathan and Thomas have done a wonderful job of, they could have well written an episode of The Golden Girls, but it is a new script, but they've really, they've honed in on all those idiosyncrasies of each character because they were such strong characters. So they've been very clever in that they've created a new script with a few little signposts, I suppose, along the way that makes it,
a few little nods to the original.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. And I did overlook Nigel Turner-Carroll, who is also part of the cast and playing Jeremiah.
Yes, he's the non-puppet in the cast.
Okay, so...
He does make a few different appearances. There's a few different characters, actually.
Okay. And may I add, non-puppet, but very good eye candy.
Oh, okay. So that's always something to look out for as well, isn't it?
That's right.
You're an aesthetica, and we're actually talking to Donna and Darren, who are cast members for Thank You for Being a Friend. And they're performing, they open on January 7. The season goes to January 18th as part of the Midsummer Festival. And the performances are 7:30 Tuesday to Saturday, with a performance at 9:30 on a Friday and 2 p.m. on a Saturday as a matinee. Now, for tickets, you go to ticketmaster.com.au. But just some other advice there. Have a look at, check out their website at all the W's, thankyouforbeingafriend.com.au. It really is a fabulous insight into the show as well. And, of course, Darren and Donna, you're performing at Theatre Works at 14 Ackland Street in St Kilda.
Yes, we can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about it, and hopefully a lot of your listeners will get themselves along there and have as much fun as we are.
Certainly, and I'm sure they will. And as I say, I think that it's going to be a fabulous production after doing the sellout season in Sydney. I know that I, for one, are going online to book a ticket because it will be great to see the puppetry and all that connection also with the actors. So to both of you, Darren and Donna, I'd really like to thank you for joining me on Aesthetica this afternoon. It's absolutely a pleasure, and I wish you all the very best with the Melbourne season.
Oh, our pleasure, Colin. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Colin. See you soon.
Yes,
bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Colin. Thanks.
Thank
much.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Aesthetica on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.